Tres4Radio.com.
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Weston Company Jewelry is a family-owned and operated business with a close eye on all the latest trends. Beautiful pieces created with you in mind. Dress up, dress down. Jill and her staff are constantly creating new designs that set the fashion world on fire. Be sure to check out their Facebook page and then go to sales at WestonCompanyJewelry.com and click on store search. We're betting you will fall in love. A big thank you to Weston Company for providing our ambassadors with that special piece to accent their wardrobe and the Western way of life they live. Stand out in the crowd. We're Weston Company.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice, Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted, to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host Vicki Christensen O'Shields, presented to you by Boyd Gaming. Hey, let's ride.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I am joined tonight with my co-host out of Marble Falls, Texas, Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Vicki, how are you tonight?
Hey, Beck, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing well. It's been an interesting week for all of you who are listening. Last week, we played a pre-recorded show that we were blessed to have, the honor of visiting with part of a duo that is phenomenal that Aunt Vicki managed. Aunt Vicki, I still don't even know how that all came about, but the Bellamy brothers. So we had a great show with Howard Bellamy. So this is our first live show back. And if you're listening, you're tuning in to you can tune in at 347-857-3760. Press 1 if you want to come into the host queue and visit with us and our guests tonight. Or you are streaming live at shesgonecountry.us and just sit back and enjoy because we've got a lot of info. But this is our first live show back since, of course, we are going to talk about it for just a few minutes because I know everybody in our circle is very, very excited to welcome the new president-elect, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Aunt Vicki, could you not be happier?
Oh, you know, Becky, it was a great time, a great election. And, yes, I'm very happy. But, you know, what would make me even more happy is when our great country comes together with everyone else and we realize that the differences we have are so minute compared to the strengths that we share together. So time to gather forces, gather everyone up, and move on.
pull up your bootstraps and get it going. That's what I say. But it's exciting, you know. It's a totally different change. I was really nervous. You know, we talked the night of the election, and you kept telling me just believe, and I was like, oh, I'm so nervous. And I think I was more taken back. You know, I think somewhere deep down inside, because I've wanted Donald Trump to run for president since 2012, and I think I was a little bit, you know, more secure in that. But I was really surprised how much we took of the House and Senate as Republicans. And, you know, Republicans, Democrats, a lot. That, to me, was a bigger shock even than the fact that Donald won the presidency. So, anyway, we are in for some great months ahead. The inauguration happens to fall on Dad's birthday, so that'll be a great birthday present for Dad.
Absolutely.
And something that was even, you know, I don't know if anyone's seen on Facebook, but one of our great supporters of our show at She's Gone Country and many others, including the ERA and all those out and about, is American Hat Company. And in fact, Keith Mundy made a post tonight that they have been asked to make a hat for President-elect Donald J. Trump. And so they have a sneak peek of that hat out on Facebook. So be sure you check that out, like their post, and support everything that American Hat's doing. So
Becky, uh-huh. Just let me throw this in real quick. I had to get so tickled because someone made a post that said, you know, even Donald Trump's, you know, haircut will look better under American Hat. And I love that. But we wish our president-elect the very best, and we are so very happy to embrace this next chapter in our great nation.
Oh, hallelujah. With that being said, you know, we've had a busy couple of weeks since we've last been on live, and tonight is, of course, the second Tuesday of the month, or Monday of the month, and we like to highlight, and we are partnering with the ERA Rodeo Association for everything that they are bringing out this year in this new venue that they're doing. So we usually do an athlete profile the second Monday of every month. Tonight's a little bit different. We are still focusing on the ERA, but they just had their world finals, their very first world finals. So kudos to them for the first year under their belt. And we are bringing to the show someone very special to both of us, and he is well known within the rodeo community. He's been the announcer at the American. He is the general manager of the UBBI, and he was the voice behind the mic at all those wonderful ERA events this year, and that's Mr. Randy Schmutz. Randy, are you there?
I am. How are you girls doing tonight?
I'm great. And Vicki, you know, how you seem to be doing good. I'm going to assume everything's well in your world down there as well. We are excited to have you on the show.
Well, I'm excited to be here.
Well, you have had a very unique spot this year with the ERA and a unique perspective and view, being able to be at every event and be behind the mic and announcing, you know, every venue and seeing all the races, seeing all the happenings, seeing all the camaraderie. You've had a firsthand account. So we are excited to have you on the show. And we just wanted to talk about, you know, we want to hear from you. What was it like? Because, of course, everybody out in the rodeo world doesn't get to see the full event until November 28th when it airs on Fox Sports 2. So share with us, what was the finals like? Tell us all about it.
Well, of course, every event was obviously like a mini national finals rodeo. We were featuring, of course, the absolute best and most premier rodeo athletes we've seen in the last two decades. And it was really great and interesting to see a group of very talented cowboys in each event being able to compete consistently and go from city to city. We went through six cities. We had 11 different performances, and it was really neat to see the camaraderie between that group and being able to come in early, stay all day, stay that night, stay the next day, visit with fans on the arena floor before the rodeo, because, you know, traditional rodeo has these guys going to four and five rodeos a week in four and five different cities and traveling and most of the time roping in the slack prior to a performance. And it was really neat to see these guys being well-rested, being connected to the communities, and really watching them really grow in this first season.
Well, Randy, this is Vicki, and, you know, that's one thing that I believe has struck, you know, Becky and I both and so many fans of the ERA is the fact that these contestants and competitors throughout the year. They've traveled together. They've basically lived together and shared each other's, you know, joys and triumphs and sadness and everything else. And so it always took me back to remembering stories when my parents were going down the rodeo road, when rodeo was so much smaller and everyone traveled together and their lives were intertwined. So kudos to the ERA for bringing that step back in time.
Absolutely. You know, one of the neat things is that it's been said a lot of times that, you know, a lot of times world championships were won based on who could get to the most rodeos, travel the most miles, go to the most events. And the ERA is all about one thing. That's making rodeo, elevating rodeo to the next level, creating a platform that showcases the absolute best in each one of those cities, and creating a tour that everybody can follow and then learn these guys and who they are and what they are and get connected to them one-on-one as sports personalities during and throughout the entire season.
Well, I think, you know, Randy, that one thing I found interesting that you guys showcase this year is that, even I don't even know so much as it showcased, but I noticed, I guess, is that at each event, and I've said this over and over again, just another part to add to that camaraderie is that as Vicki and I have visited with those that have come on each month is that they get to stay and enjoy the rodeo where, like you were saying, so many are busy and out the door as soon as they're done competing and off to another rodeo. They don't really get to partake in the events that they're at. So here they got to take a seat and whether they were a roper behind the buck and shoots or a rough stock rider behind the calf shoots, they all were together getting to experience the sport that they so loved and why they're, you know, involved in it in the first place. So I thought that was a really neat aspect of the ERA, along with all the great events that they were doing. But what I'm curious to know, though, is as compared to, you know, traveling out on the rodeo road, hitting all those rodeos, how were the injuries like this year? Were there less injuries because they were, you know, more spread out as far as the events and they didn't have to travel as much? Or you know, is that just kind of hit and miss depending upon the night?
Well, we actually were very fortunate to have kept most, if not all, you know, the athletes, 99% of them, injury-free throughout the entire season. There were a couple of guys that kind of came into the tour banged up. For instance, Hunter Cure had torn a pectoral muscle early in the season, and he really babied that throughout the first part of the season and then got that worked out and so forth and so on. And, you know, we only had a couple of injuries, actually, you know, to – the athletes that were on tour. So I would have to say that some of that's probably directly related to, you know, less performances, less risk, and less opportunities to get hurt. You know, the thing is, everybody, I don't care what walk of life you're in, everybody literally wants to work less and make more money. I mean, that's my goal. I would like to work 20 hours a week instead of 100, and I'd like to make more money doing it. And so the ERA was really developed based on trying to pave a new road toward giving guys who had, you know, substantial talent to win more money while going to and performing at less performances. That's not a negative thing. It's just a reality that these guys would like to see become a reality. And I got to applaud them for the efforts that they made and the strides they made throughout the entire season.
Well, I'm excited, and I know Stephen Peebles came back in injured too, and he finished out the season with you guys. So I was really fascinated by that and curious how that really looked in perspective to, you know, the roads that they usually haul. And, yes, everybody wants to work less and make more money. Heck, I know I do. So, well, we're going to take, you know, we're already at 15 of the hour. We're going to take a quick commercial break, station identification, and when we come back, we're going to dive in and hear all about the finals and the standings and the races. And, Randy, you're going to give us an up-close and personal look at the championship. So we will be right back more with Randy Schmitz in the ERA Rodeo Profile.
ForRadio.com.
All of us here at Trust Rio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trust Rios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com. Fuel Up is proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Fuel is for all of you that are on the go and want to feel your very best. The Fuel product line was created with your active lifestyle in mind. Strengthen your body for increased performance, increase your health and vitality with essential nutrients, and create and maintain a lean body. All this with one amazing product. Throw all the others away. Fuel is all you will ever need. Remember to eat healthy and exercise regularly. For more information, find us on the web at fuelup.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at rodeospot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
She's Gone Country is proud to have as our charity of choice the Rodeo Historical Society. Working under the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum of Oklahoma City, RHS members from around the world share an interest in preserving the history of rodeo. Membership supports the rodeo programs, the American Rodeo Gallery, and the prestigious Rodeo Hall of Fame. A visit to Persimmon Hill and the museum is truly like taking a step back in time. Join us at SGC in supporting the Western way of life by becoming a member today. For more information, email shaysmichael@nationalcowboymuseum.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, joining me tonight with my co-host out of Marble Falls, Texas, Vicki Christensen of Shields. Vicki, you hanging in down there?
We are, Becky. You know, finally, they tell us, the weatherman tells us that coming this weekend, we have a chance of a freeze here in Central Texas. So you know what? It definitely went from summertime to wintertime.
Oh, you know, I don't even want to hear about you down in Texas and possibly freezing. Come up here to the Northwest in Washington, and I think Ray told me today, did you hear about the snowstorm coming? I'm like, I don't even want to know about any snow, so let's just not talk about it. We made it to Thanksgiving. If we can make it to Thanksgiving without snow, it'll be a perfect fall. So with that being said, we are going to take it back to Texas with our host. We are visiting tonight. It is ERA Rodeo Profile Monday. And the second Monday of every month, we visit with folks from the ERA, and we promote and elevate them and all that they're doing as they champion and finish up their first year. And tonight we have Mr. Randy Schmetz with us, Mr. Rodeo announcer, man behind the mic, who has been at every event and has seen it all. And so, Randy, thank you for joining us. Let's dive into the finals.
Well, you know, it was a really interesting finals, and in each one of the seven events, it's a really tight race coming into the finals, and the ERA made the decision to crown their world champions based on a points race, similar to that the professional bull riders has been using. Instead of money won, it was based on how you placed in each event during the regular season, how you placed in the rounds at the finals, and then in the aggregate. They also awarded points in the aggregate from 900 points to first place down through the top six in the aggregate. So it was a little bit interesting, a little bit, I'm going to say from my point of view, a little bit more difficult to explain to regular rodeo fans exactly what we were doing. But at the end of the day, I think it created a whole lot of drama in what we did. And the tightest two races coming into the final round on Sunday ended up being the bull riding and the tie-down roping. But even tighter than that, at the beginning of the event, bareback riding was tied dead even with Stephen Dent and Casey Field. So it made a really, really interesting race. A lot of drama in all the events at the finals this year.
Well, and now for those that are listening who haven't been able to see an ERA event, and we're going to just kind of go down the row here. You guys start with the bull riding. So, you know, typically in our mindset, we think bareback riding first. Let's talk about the bull riding. The winner this year was, bear with me here, Chandler Bounds, correct?
That's correct. Chandler did really well. As a matter of fact, it was kind of fitting. He kind of bookended the season. He started in Redmond by winning the first event we had on Friday night in Redmond. So he started off as the number one guy, and then he ended up the number one guy. But he moved from the fourth place spot in the standings to overtake the leader coming in, who was Neil Holmes. Neil had a horrible finals. Chandler actually won the first round, was bucked off the second round by a bull called Bushwhack, which is the son of Bushwhacker. And then he comes back and rebounded in the third round and won the round. So he won both of the rounds he completed a ride in, and he ended up winning the aggregate as well. And he ended up moving to the lead just ahead of Cody Campbell from up in your country, up in Oregon. So Chandler did a really nice job. And, of course, when you can ride at that level and then end up beating the guys that are with you and win a round and then a second round, it was pretty obvious that he put a stamp on the race too. Win the first ever ERA Bull Riding World Championship.
Absolutely, Randy. This is Vicki. So would you call that the tightest race that the ERA had this year at the World Championships or no?
Well, besides the bareback riding at the end, as far as coming into the finals when everybody kind of started, you know, the races were fairly tight all the way through the top five guys. Really, it was really close. And there was 100 at the beginning of the third go-around, which would ultimately determine the champions in each event. The bareback riding was tied, and then, of course, the bull riding and the tie-down roping. There was only 125 points that separated the number one guy going in from the number two guy chasing him.
And that was, well, and the tie-down, that was Shane, and I always pronounce this last name wrong. Is it Hatchie?
It's Shane Hanchy. He's from Louisiana.
Hanchy.
And,
oh, okay.
You know, Shane, he kind of had what we would refer to as a wire-to-wire race. He kind of maintained the number one spot all the way through the entire season. But when he showed up in Dallas, his first round, he placed fifth with a 7.79. But then in the second round, he was just out of the money. He was seventh place with an 8.53, which was long compared to our winner that round. We'll talk about that in a second. Then in the third round, he knew he was only 125 points ahead of Caleb Schmidt. And he told me in a post-event interview, he knew that he was probably going to have to win the round and or win the aggregate both. Or he actually knew he couldn't win the aggregate, but he did win the round. And so he placed fourth in the aggregate, and he held off Caleb Schmidt to about a 225-point difference, which is really, really tight, and ended up winning the world title. Shane Hanchy was the world champion. But probably the most interesting thing was Marty Yates came in. Marty had an unbelievable, he admitted it, an unbelievable start to his ERA career. Just could not get him roped and tied down fast enough and just hardly won any money all year. But he came to the ERA World Championships and ended up posting the fastest time at the World Championships. And
uh-oh, Randy, are you there?
Uh-oh. I think we lost. I think we dropped Randy. You know, Becky, one question. Go ahead. One question I had for Randy, and hopefully we can bring him back at a later date. But that is, I just wanted to hear his opinion and his input on, you know, a favorite stop of his on the ERA tour. I mean, every one stop is special in a particular way, but, you know, just kind of diving inside and saying, Randy, what was your particular stop that you enjoyed the most?
Oh, you're there. Awesome.
Oh, you're there.
Yeah.
Hi, Randy.
Well, AT&T said it was time for me to quit talking, so sorry about that. I was talking about Marty Yates there when I lost connection there, and he put on a phenomenal show at the finals. He roped and tied the fastest calf in our finals, and it was also the fastest overall. He had a 6.67 to win round two and ended up also winning the aggregate there. So he was really, really phenomenal there at the ERA World Championships. Now, did you ask the question about my favorite stop?
She did.
Yes, I did, Randy. I did.
You know, I'd say almost a bookend to the regular season. The favorite was getting it started in Redmond. There was a phenomenal local committee and a great community who hosted the first ever ERA rodeo, and they had a really phenomenal facility, set about 4,000 people, and they sold out both performances. But more than that, it was kind of that inaugural, here we go, we're going to start this thing. We shoved the ship off the shore, and it was a really, really good event to start the season. Of course, we went to Nampa, Idaho, Salt Lake City in the spring, went down to Albuquerque, and then came back to Salt Lake City in the summer. And then, of course, we ended in Sheridan, Wyoming. And I got to tell you that Sheridan kind of is a special place for rodeo and the heritage of our sport. And it was really neat to enjoy the Sheridan stop on the tour. And it was outdoors, and it also had twice the added money, twice the points. So it kind of put a little more emphasis on it for all the contestants because they knew they could make some big moves in the standings if they were successful at Sheridan.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Well, and I got to tell you, I was down in Redmond this weekend for Jason's bull riding event, and I have to agree with you. Redmond probably was I didn't get to be at Redmond, but we did have Sarah down there, our ambassador, and that facility is like a mini Puyallup. It's fabulous. It's beautiful. And they've got great rodeo fans. So I can imagine the sellout crowds there both nights and a great event. So, you know, the one thing, we're already out of time, and we had some great winners. And Randy, correct me if I'm wrong. So we've got the championship bareback rider with Stephen Dent. Lisa Lockhart won the barrels. Chandler Bounds won bulls. Court Shear with saddle bronc. Bray Arms, steer wrestling. Clay Tyron and Jake Corkle were team roping, and Shane Hatch, again, I can never pronounce his name correctly, tie down roping. Is that correct?
That is correct. You got all the champions correct.
Woo! Except for I just can't pronounce names very well. But the one thing that I wanted to touch on as we close out the show, being that it was the inaugural World Championships, you know, I know you and Anthony play off each other so well and do such a superb job announcing at the events that I've got to come to and view and see. But one special moment that happened at your finals, and I got to bring it up because he's a Northwest Cowboy. He's one of our own up here. And that was the special bareback ride on the last night by outgoing and soon now to be retired world champion Ryan Gray.
It was really kind of phenomenal for me, too, actually. When he announced his retirement, I had a chance to visit with him just a bit. And I saw Ryan Gray at his first ever college national finals. I was the announcer there at the college national finals that year. He came from Odessa College and rodeo for Jim Watkins, and I watched him there, and I thought, man, this kid's really got it. And, of course, we see him be successful in going to the national finals and all the great things he's done along the way. And then to end it there, and I got to tell you, I saw Jim Watkins today in Stephenville, Texas, and he asked me, what did you think about his last bareback ride? I said, I could tell he was riding his last horse with every bit of heart in his body. The judges, I'm going to say it, they scored him 82. I thought it should have been about 87. But it was a phenomenal ride and a great way to end a phenomenal career.
Wow.
Well, they're a pretty special family. They live just, you know, 15, 20 miles west here of Spokane and Cheney, and I know they're raising a family, and he's starting new chapters, and I was able – Stacy, we want to say thank you to Stacy for being on the grounds and capturing some of the great clips from the championship, so we were able to send those over to him. But it's just kind of ironic because we know we had being in Odessa, that's where Jesse went to school and Brett went to school, and they all ran and were coached by Jim Watkins, and we had him on the show. And so it just kind of feels like, as you know, we're all just a big, happy family, aren't we? And it was a great event, and I couldn't think of anyone better to bring on the show tonight and speak with Aunt Vicki and I than Mr. Randy Schmidt. So, Randy, we thank you so much for your time. I'm going to say goodnight to our listeners and to you, Randy, and I'm going to turn over to Aunt Vicki to close out the show. So we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you, Becky. Randy, thank you so much. And congratulations to all the ERA champions and to the ERA, you know, fans. We just loved being part of what you were doing this year, and we look forward to another successful year with the ERA. Listeners, good night. We're going to close out with a little Crystal Lyons. That's our cowgirl from Mason, Texas, with a little cowgirl logic. Good night, everyone, and God bless.
I'm Crystal Lyons, and we had kittens at the barn just getting brave enough to venture out of the feed room into the vast expanse of universe called the alleyway. Well, one of the kittens made the delightful discovery that a chicken would run from it. It had to be a wonderful boost to its confidence, and this kitten was having a blast maneuvering the chicken around a bale of hay. Well, while this was going on, another kitten, much smaller, was bravely making its debut venturing out, and just in time to get chili rolled by the crazed chicken squawking in terror as it fled from the barn. The poor little kitten left scratch marks in the concrete as it fled back to the safety of the furthest, darkest corner in the feed room. What a rude response to its first attempt to venture out into life. Well, the truth is, venturing out into life is not safe. But the most dangerous thing any of us could ever do after life chili rolls us is to retreat to our dark corners and wave the white flag. Life is to be lived, and we can't live it if we're waiting for the insurance policy that guarantees we won't lose or get our heart broke or be freight trained. If that little kitten was to never venture out again, it would remain in that dark corner, never grow healthy, never be strong. Same with us. Isn't it kind of amazing that sometimes what's dangerous is actually healthy, and what looks safe is actually a death trap? Okay, so you're in your dark corner right now. Tell God how you feel. Ask Jesus to give you renewed hope and courage, and then step back out. What matters is not how great you become, but that you simply become. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1915.
4radio.com.